Investment Flash.
SpaceX is going public at a possible $2 trillion valuation, and European space stocks are already ripping. Eutelsat up 22.5% in one session? But hold on, Walmart just crashed 7% because consumers are hurting from high gas prices. That's the market we're waking up to. Buddy, get ready.
Good morning. It's Friday, May 22nd. This is the London edition of Investment Flash. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald. Let's get into it.
European space stocks went absolutely vertical ahead of the SpaceX IPO. Eutelsat 22.5% in the prior session. OHB hit an all-time high, up almost 8%. This is pure sentiment. The IPO isn't even confirmed.
Yeah, and OHB is up nearly 900% from its low, Tom. The trade is beyond crowded. A news void could send these right back down. I mean, buying a stock because another company might go public at a big number, that's speculation, not investing.
Wait, Gerald, that's exactly the point. The momentum is red hot, and these names are thinly traded. They can run further before reality checks in. But I'd say if you're not already in, chasing Eutelsat up 22% in a day is asking for trouble.
Right, but the space ETF only edged up fractionally. If you want exposure without the single stock risk, UFO's your play. It's up 4.8% this week, but there's still room if the SpaceX hype builds.
Oh, sure, the space ETF, because that's a serious product. Honestly, the whole sector's being driven by a headline. I'll watch from the sidelines, thanks.
Look, the SpaceX filing is massive. It's a $2 trillion company, potentially. The spillover is real. Eutelsat and OHB are getting re-rated because the market suddenly believes in the space economy. That's not nothing.
And to Gerald's point, it's not without risk. But if you're trading momentum, you ride it. I just set tight stops.
All right, but the real story yesterday, CNBC says the AI trade that doubled your money this year wasn't NVIDIA. It was an energy and infrastructure basket. Pave and VDE have actually outperformed the chip names. That's wild.
Tom, I've been telling you for months, follow the shovel makers, not the gold miners. NVIDIA's up big, but the infrastructure build-out is structural. Pave is flat last session, but it's up 34% from its low. That's the play.
But NVIDIA at 18.8 times forward earnings? That's not expensive for a company with 85% revenue growth. The sell call might be premature. What if the rotation is temporary?
Hey, I love NVIDIA, but the momentum's shifting. It fell 1.8% last session, while these infrastructure plays are still climbing year to date. The AI trade is evolving into power and construction.
Exactly. The energy angle. VDE is up 30% year to date, and it's at 48% above its low. That's not euphoria, that's a trend. And with the Middle East war in its third month, oil's got a flaw.
All right, I'll give you that. But we saw VDE dip 1.1% last session. Profit-taking could be a headwind.
And Gerald, remember yesterday I was pounding the table on NVIDIA? Well, even I'm rotating. I'll eat that crow, buddy.
Yeah. To be fair, it was a good call for a day. But the tape's telling us to move into the picks and shovels.
Speaking of oil, the catalysts are lining up. Crude stockpiles depleting, U.S. travel season starting this weekend, and the Middle East war in its GERD month. That's a trifecta. USO is up a staggering 106% year to date, though it dipped 1.2 last session on profit taking.
Exactly. Buy that dip. XLE is at a 52-week high, up 30% year to date. The AI power demand is layered on top of the war premium. It's not just a trade, it's a structural shift.
But natural gas, UNG, is down 6% year to date. If the grid pivot to gas actually materializes, that's a massive catch-up trade. It's a laggard, but the risk is that the pivot stalls.
See, this is where I push back. High oil prices are crushing consumers. Walmart CFO literally said it's an indication of stress. Walmart crashed 7.5% on earnings.
You can't have oil at these levels and expect discretionary spending to hold up.
And that's why XLY is near flat year to date. The distress isn't priced in. I'd be selling consumer discretionary against those energy hongs.
But Marie, Walmart's miss could be idiosyncratic. People are still traveling, that's spending. The U.S. consumer has been resilient.
Tom, when the CFO of the world's largest retailer warns about gas prices hurting budgets, that's systemic. XLY has further to fall. The squeeze is real.
100%.
That's the whole story.
All right, fair point, but let's not fade the energy trade just because the consumer's hurting.
And across the pond, UK business activity contracted for the first time in over a year. Composite PMI below 50. The FT ties it to political uncertainty and Middle East spillovers. EWU up 0.6 last session, but that's a growth scare.
Gerald, that's a fresh signal. The market hasn't priced it. I'd short UK equities. Sterling could weaken if the Bank of England cuts.
But EWU is only 22% above its 52-week low. That's not expensive. A recession might already be priced in for a lot of UK names.
Trust me, Tom. When PMIs contract, the real economic pain hasn't fully shown up in earnings yet. This is a warning. I'm definitely underweight UK.
Meanwhile, South Korea's KOSPI jumped 8.4% in one session. One session. Samsung's union suspended a strike and NVIDIA's blowout earnings boosted chip sentiment. EWI surged 3.5%. Momentum is back.
8.4% is violent. The ETF is only 4% below its high, but with Samsung's strike off the table and memory demand strong, yeah, it could have legs, but I'd wait for a pullback.
82% year to date, and you're waiting for a pullback. That's a bull trap, Marie. Though fair, Samsung's local catalyst is real. I'd take the trade, but size small. Only in this market do you get an 8.4% day and nobody blinks. We've become so desensitized to extreme moves.
That's rich coming from the guy who watches German bunds all day.
Hey, yeah, what's the yield on the 10-year bund? Is that still a thing?
On the geopolitical side, Chinese shipping stocks sank after the U.S. alleged a container cartel. Nikkei Asia reports that. Zim could see contagion. It's already down 16% from its high. And separately, Trump wanting to talk to Taiwan's president has Beijing rattling. TSMC ignored it, up 1.4%. But the tail risk is real.
Underpriced! TSMC at 20.9 times forward earnings with a potential supply chain interruption? I'd go short. And FXI, Chinese large caps, down nearly 10% year to date, a break lower if tensions escalate.
Tom, you're turning into a macro bear. First Nvidia, now TSMC. I thought you were the momentum guy. But on Taiwan, I actually agree. The risk is asymmetric. One bad headline and those gains evaporate.
No, it's about the tail risk. If the U.S. and China escalate over Taiwan, the whole chip sector gets hit. It's a hedge. NVIDIA and TSMC are too important to ignore the threat.
And Chinese large caps, FXI, already down 9.9% year to date, could break lower if tensions rise. This isn't just a Taiwan semi problem.
All right, but the bond market is screaming something that equities are ignoring. TLT at 52-week lows, down 39% in a year. Bloomberg's Simon White says stocks are not an effective inflation hedge, and that's exactly right. With stagflation fears from the war, bonds are pricing in pain that equities are whistling past.
I love that piece. It's fresh and important. When inflation expectations rise, investors flood into stocks. But historically, equities underperform in inflationary regimes. The current positioning is dangerously crowded. If that sentiment shifts, the unwind could be brutal.
But then what, Marie? TIPS is up 0.5% year to date. That's not exactly a screaming buy. If stocks fail, TIPS barely keeps you even. I'd rather stay in momentum names and manage risk.
Tom, it's relative. In an inflationary shock, TIPS protect real purchasing power, while long bonds get obliterated. I'd rather be in TIP than TLT any day. It's not about returns, it's about survival.
Right. Preservation overgrowth in this tape.
That's it.
Fair enough. Survival mode isn't my style, but I'll admit the rotation makes sense.
So let's zoom out. Tachutopia versus consumer slump. These narratives don't normally coexist outside late cycle dynamics. Liquidity is chasing the hot themes, space, AI infrastructure, while Walmart crashes and UK PMIs contract. The data is split right down the middle.
And the press is silent on the bond verdict. TLT at lows is flashing a growth scare. Credit markets might be telling a different story. Someone's buying protection. The UK PMI contraction should have jolted European bonds, but there's crickets.
But the bull case isn't trivial. AI infrastructure is a secular shift, not a trade. Space commercialization is early innings. Walmart might just be an idiosyncratic miss. The KOSPI's pop shows genuine earnings momentum. If the Fed pauses, the reflation trade powers through.
So the cleanest play is the pair. Long energy infrastructure, short consumer discretionary. PAVE and VDE against XLY. It's not a macro call. It's internal rotation. Both sides have room to run.
That I can get behind. Energy wins if war drags. Discretionary loses if consumer breaks. Asymmetry isn't extreme, but it's coherent.
And as always, none of this is investment advice. For charts, sources, and the full digest, check investmentflash.com.
We're back at 9 a.m. New York time later today. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify. We'd love to have you along.
See you then. And Tom, try not to go all in on SpaceX.
No promises, Betty.